Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, the internet has brought so many interesting and unnecessary factoids into our life. So many things we've learned about that we didn't need to know, maybe didn't even want to know.
Yeah.
For example, how interesting would it be if you could butter your own bread with the palm of your hand? Because this guy can do it.
Uh-huh.
He's in Florida. And Hawk, I'm going to show you his hands.
So you're saying you're at a restaurant, there's no butter there, and you're like, okay, I need some butter on my bread. And you don't even have to ask the waiter to bring some butter over.
That's exactly what I said.
Wow. Because okay. Well, I don't know how he'd do that. It'd have to be magic.
It's not magic. He went on a diet of, amazingly enough, hamburger meat, cheese, and sticks of butter.
Oh, my.
And his cholesterol was over 1,000.
Oh, no.
If you aren't familiar, anything over 200 is considered bad.
Oh.
And he was literally leaking cholesterol out of his hands.
Oh, his hands look cheesy. That's gross. Have you seen the picture?
Yes.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I wonder what it smells like.
It looks like...
it looks like chums.
Hamburger and bacon.
It looks like macaroni and cheese. Like he put his hand in some macaroni and cheese and just got a big glob of it and ate it and then showed somebody his hands.
Well, he went on a carnivore diet, which consumes only animal byproducts such as meat, eggs, and dairy.
Oh, wow.
And it has gained popularity in some fitness circles. The pure protein, no vegetable lifestyle, they claim, lets them lose weight and, quote, improve their overall health, unquote.
Oh, well, how can that be if it's your cholesterol is over 1,000?
Well, I don't know. They said that going full fat and all animal, the man claimed he lost weight and saw improvements in his energy levels and cognitive functioning.
Is it the good cholesterol?
Well, they said his skin is another story. It was painless, but he would ooze this cholesterol out of the palms of his hands. And this was affecting him for nearly a month before he sought treatment. The moment my hands looked like that, I would have been straight at the doctor.
Yeah, I'm like, and ooze is just a word you don't want to hear, you know, when it's oozing out your body.
Well, the doctors discovered that they're calling him Butterman.
Oh, wow.
His total cholesterol, as I mentioned, was over 1,000 milligrams per deciliter. By comparison, a healthy cholesterol level is under 200.
So what's interesting is I'm looking at the picture now, and it's like the cracks in his hands are filled with yellow.
Yes.
Or orangish yellow.
Take that to like a palm reader and be like, what's my future?
Oh, she's like, you don't have one.
I know what you did, though. I know what you ate the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
They said that this case, the excess lipids ooze from the blood vessels and basically caused those cholesterol deposits on his hands and also his elbows, apparently. Sometimes they're found around the eye if someone has high cholesterol as well.
You got the crusties, the little macaroni crusties in your eye.
Yeah. The doctors in this case did not provide information about his outcome, but one has to assume he must have started eating a little bit of vegetables again and maybe cut back a little. Because okay. 1,000 cholesterol is bad.
Well, broccoli's really good when you dip it in cheese.
Oh,
and he's got it right there in his hand.
He's at the table. Everybody's like, this broccoli's just not tasty. And he's like, mine tastes great. It almost has got a cheesy flavor to it.
And it's so gross.
You're asking me if he's eating vegetables. Anybody that eats a stick of butter doesn't have the intelligence.
No.
You to know what to do.
He gets it out of the refrigerator and peels it back like a banana. That aluminum foil.
Butter does taste good.
No, it does not.
Oh, yeah, good butter, salted butter.
Not on its own. It makes it on bread.
I buy unsalted anyway.
And
that's your own fault.
Imagine if we take it another step further, and you could do that with your fingers or hands. And like, you know what? You find that French fry in your seat or whatever. Or you need a little ketchup.
What?
Like, my index finger is my ketchup finger. You got the mustard fingers, your middle finger, and then the mayonnaise and butter finger. All you know, oh, butter finger, get it?
I like it. I'm just picturing somebody being like, oh, I forgot butter on my toast. And he's like, I got you.
Yeah, and he just puts the toast between his hands and like he's warming his hands up.
Yep.
That makes me want to throw up.
Yeah.
No, seriously, Cato, you have to put this on Facebook.
No. I am.
Because I want people to see this guy's hands. It is absolutely, it's not even yellow like butter. It's an orangish yellow.
And the next time you finish off a barrel of cheese balls, we're going to take a picture of your hands.
They don't, well, just the tips of them.
That's, the cheese dust is all. Tom could not like do any crime. Because they'd know it was him.
Yeah.
His fingerprint. If you got a cheese dust fingerprint, that's a problem right there.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Let's talk about something that affects a lot of folks. That is Netflix. Now, they announced that they're going to have the price increase with Netflix again. Like, you keep going and going and going. So, my question is, they say, like, who has Netflix in here? All of us?
Mm-hmm.
We all?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm addicted.
Well, and you know what? If you have T-Mobile, I think you get Netflix for free, the one service part of it for free. I'm pretty sure. But a new study shows the average person spends about 110 hours per year scrolling through TV streaming services looking for something to watch. So it's almost like a full-time job. It's like, you can put that on your next resume. I'm a professional Netflix scroller.
But you know, sometimes a preview of a movie or a TV show will tell a lot about it.
I mean, you need to know.
It satisfies me enough to where I'm like, oh, I don't need to watch the movie now.
It's not a job. It's actually part of your entertainment.
Yeah.
My wife and I would sit down back in the days of when you would do the video on demand, and we would watch the trailers, the previews.
Yeah.
And we would go through about 12 of those, and we'd like, all right, we're good. It's like, why watch a movie now? We've seen, you know, 12 3-minute trailers. We're good.
So that's about an hour's worth of watching, maybe?
Well, 36 minutes, but, you know, it took us a little time in between each one.
Yeah, okay. So, as far as how many services do you think you have?
A lot, more than I want.
Hulu, Netflix, Disney Plus.
We don't have Disney Plus. We have Hulu and Netflix, and I think Paramount Plus or whatever it is.
There's some of the free ones out there, Pluto or something, that shows some old TV shows.
Yeah.
You got to watch the ads, though.
Yeah, they got Freevee, too.
Yeah.
That one's free.
And Crackle or Cracker or
and
something.
Amazon, which now you have to watch commercials.
Mm-hmm. So, and do we need that continue watching section? You know, do we need to be reminded that I didn't finish that riveting documentary on, you know, the mating habits of ball rats in Brazil and the rainforest? Do I need to be reminded that I stopped watching that one?
Yeah, it's your own fault for starting that one.
I shouldn't have started that one in the first place.
Who would?
But it's got the, you know, continue watching. So it's like, did you forget to watch the rest of the movie?
But we started something the other day that was by the same people who did Tiger King. So we were all excited about it, and we kept trying and kept trying. A couple episodes in, we're like, this is not good. But now, because the algorithm's so tight, that's all the kind of stuff they're showing us.
Not good documentaries.
It's so hard living in this decade.
You know, it's funny. So I want to talk about first world problems on the show today.
That's one of them.
And I'm going to write that one down.
Then there's also those most popular lists. Like, they tell me 10 million people have watched this. And is that a big deal? I mean, you know, 10 million people bought fidget spinners, too. And look at what happened there. So I'm like... I mean, well, they didn't go too far.
Because they're playing with the spinner.
Well, okay. I'm just saying, look where that got us.
Well, it didn't hurt anything.
I know. No. But
I still get one in the drawer every now and then.
The most popular shows sometimes, though, you know, you're trusting all these people, And I will say this. I trust people, the average people, more than I trust the critics sometimes, because the critics will come on and say, this is a critically acclaimed movie, and it's got to be one of those fancy ones where you got to be educated to watch it. And, you know, like, you watch it and like, I don't get it. Why is everybody talking about that one?
Usually if it wins an award, it's not a good movie.
Yeah.
Then I don't know how that works that way, but what is it, the Oscars or
which Academy Awards, all that stuff.
They pick the movies that, like, nobody saw at the box office, but it's award-winning.
Do you pay attention to, like, Rotten Tomatoes and all those ratings?
That's pretty much what we use. Rotten Tomatoes has the critic and the popcorn meter, and so you know what the people think and you know what the critics think.
I watch the preview.
I like it.
And I decide if I'm going to watch it. You want to know what's weird? Look at the top 10 lists on Netflix of movies and TV shows.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest. I'm like, who's watching these shows?
Apparently everyone.
I mean, I don't get it.
Well, and apparently, like, why don't we have a bigger variety of movies? I know that because it seems like they get stale. There's, like, not an expiration date on these movies, and they don't move them through fast enough. Have you noticed that? Like, you watch Netflix, you watch a round of movies, and, you know, 2 weeks later, it's the same movies. They don't have enough variety.
I'm sure with the new rate increase, they'll get more movies for you.
You think so?
No. I got like 24 on my watch list. I'm just waiting for the next series to come out. Season.
Yeah, they put a lot of new movies on there, and we were flipping through, and then we came across Rush Hour, which is like 15 years old, and we were like, yeah, we're going to watch this instead.
Okay, that's why it's on the top 10. Rush Hour and Rush Hour 2. And
they're
like,
so good.
Granted, they probably just came out on Netflix, but they're so old. Have you not already seen that?
They're so much better than new movies, though.
You know what? I watched that with my parents, and I had not remembered how many F-bombs. That movie may have more F-bombs than any other movie in the world.
I don't think Rush Hour.
Yeah, I don't
remember. It's Bad Boys.
Oh, Bad Boys.
Yeah, Bad Boys.
Yeah, same thing.
Not really.
No, it's not.
We're totally different.
Bad Boys don't have Jackie Chan in it.
Whatever.
Great news, Netflix subscribers. Our prices are going up to see all the great content you've already seen. Now you'll pay a little more for the Netflix experience, which is browsing our menu for 25 minutes before giving up and spending the rest of the night playing on your phone. And it's only one extra dollar for the ad-supported version. Speaking of which, here's an ad inside of this Netflix ad that you can't skip.
If it's gotta be clean, it's gotta be Tide.
Best of all, to pay our new higher rate, you don't need to do anything other than not pay close attention to your credit card statement. The new, more expensive Netflix. And don't even think about sharing your password.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I want to talk about first world problems, because that's all we've been talking about this morning in the room. And I am guilty. I'll just start with myself. I just fired off a letter to our engineering department because I went downstairs to get a soda or a Coke or a soft drink, whatever you choose to call it. And, of course, I have diabetes. I caught it a year ago.
Yeah.
And from, I don't know who. But I'm still trying to figure that out.
You think that machine knows when someone has diabetes and they're like, you don't need anything out of here?
No, because they don't even have diet anything in it.
Nope.
I mean, there isn't a single diet. I don't think I need six diet choices. One would be fine. Well, give me a Diet Coke or a Diet Pepsi and I walk away happy.
Did they have water down there?
I don't know. I didn't go to a soda machine for water.
Well, there's water. It's like they have water in that soda machine.
I don't want water. I could get water from the fountain.
Well, that's probably what they're thinking. Like, well, at least they got water. Those diabetes people got water in here because that's healthier. They're
well, why do they sell it. Sodas for other people and not sell a soda for diabetic people?
I think it's discrimination.
No. It is discrimination.
I think you got a class action lawsuit.
It's exactly what I'm talking about right now. First world problem.
Yeah.
It's not spinning at all. It's literally the case. I can get water anywhere. I can't get a soda, but in a soda machine.
You've complained for years, though, about, you know, that we get, like, coffee. Like, a lot of times we used to get coffee for free here, and they didn't provide you a free soda.
I know.
So you complain about that,
And too. I should still get quarter sodas, like y'all get quarter coffees.
Now we have to pay for it.
If we could brew your own Coca-Cola here, you might could do that.
That doesn't make any sense either.
There's not a Coca-Cola Keurig machine yet.
Okay, so this is number one problem. Number two problem is I went to go ahead and I said, I'm going to cheat. I'm going to go ahead and just kill myself because the machine doesn't have any diet drinks. it won't accept any bills right now. The bill thing, you know how you put it in, it goes zzz, it doesn't go zzz, it just doesn't do anything.
Oh, I know, I've experienced that. There's times
it's broken.
There's times I went down there and there'd be one little bag of chips. That's it. But you do realize that not everybody downstairs comes in the office anymore, and we're forgotten about.
We're the only ones who still do our jobs.
Yeah.
And we don't get a drink or a Coke machine.
Maybe the cash slot was a credit card slot, and you're just trying to put the cash in the credit card slot.
I'm not dumb like some people.
Have you ever done that? I have.
I know.
Do they have the credit card slots?
I don't. Yeah. I didn't see it because I think they took it off. Remember, it was taped on the side with an antenna.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, but you know what? They got credit card slots all over the place now. I went to put air in my tire the other day, and they got a little credit card swiper there.
$2.25 for air that you breathe for free.
Okay, enough about that.
But it can't be compressed coming out my mouth, blowing up my flat
tire. I'd like to see you down there trying to blow it up.
Yeah, blowing up my hands and knees trying to blow up my tire.
Enough about me, Cato. Imagine going to a website of a restaurant and you want to see what their menu is. But in order to see the menu, you have to click deliver, and that's the only way to get to the menu. That's not a very hard thing to click one button. But someone in here who...
It's not clicking a button. You're clicking either a pickup or delivery. Then you have to select a time. And here's the thing. Like, I don't want to order anything. I just want to
you
see.
You don't have to
menu.
Order.
You still have a process. I don't even want to look at the menu anymore.
Wait.
You put your menu. I don't want to download it either. That's what gets me mad on my phone. A lot of times you go to restaurants, you have to download their menu to see it. Put
Let
it
me
on
add that
your
one to
freaking
it.
Website.
Or when they're like, click the website, and you click it, and it takes you to Facebook, and there's no information on their Facebook.
Yes. Yes.
No menu. No, yeah, nothing. No.
You got those people that take pictures of the menu.
Which I would love.
But no, yeah. You know what? It's just this regular, you know, Joe out there taking a picture.
That's okay.
And it's not a good picture.
It's
and so
okay.
You're sitting there, and you're trying to read what they got on the menu.
Let me write these down. Hold slow down.
We salute you, Joe. Thank you. Because some of these restaurants don't put that stuff on there.
And here's another thing, is there's a restaurant that serves breakfast and, you know, lunch and dinner. I want to see the dinner menu because they're not serving dinner yet. It will not show me their dinner menu.
I count that as a valid one, Cato. Let's talk about something different since that's got you so fired up.
Don't make me mad. I'm hungry and I need to go somewhere, but
hungry.
I can't get past the menu. I can't get to the menu to order it.
This is another restaurant issue, but Cato had the joy of experiencing Tropical Grill for the first time not long ago.
So yes, good. Very good.
And you said it was something you would have never considered, but once you had it, it was very good.
It just seems like one of the little
I didn't think I would like it either, and I did.
Yeah. You know, like the vegetarians would eat it.
The title of it just sounds healthy.
And you're right.
I don't want to go to a healthy restaurant.
I want to go to Burger King.
Their smash burger is amazing. Just putting that out there.
Oh, they serve burgers?
Okay. I think it's only one, and it's a smash burger. And oh my goodness, that is such a good burger.
Let me tell you, let me see if I can get to the menu before
you
I decide.
You got
to
click a couple links.
I didn't see any options here. So I'm sitting there eating granola and yogurt at Tropical Grill.
I didn't even know they sold
silly
that.
Silly goose, you're at the wrong restaurant. I don't think they have that.
They do either.
It seems like a place.
No, you're thinking a tropical smoothie.
I don't know.
No, I'm looking it up.
I don't know about that.
Let me know if you can get straight
Cato,
to the menu.
Now let's there talk is. About Tropical okay, Grill for a second. But you aren't real thrilled about the idea of actually having it in a bowl.
I had it because my brother-in-law and sister brought it to my mom's once catered, so everything was separate: the rice, the chicken, you know, the veggies on the side, and we made plates. I mean, I would. It's not that I wouldn't eat it in a bowl.
Right.
I think I would rather have it separate.
So what's funny is
gravy for my rice.
We live in a time. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, tell us your thing.
No. I'm talking about bowls and stuff. Like, you know, you go to KFC and they got the bowl full of, you know, or you got like a taco in a bowl now and they mix everything up in a bowl. That just sounds disgusting.
I thought you were going
to
tell us the wrong restaurant that you said.
It almost is kind of sounding when you mix all that together.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's pretty good.
I want a bowl full of beef jerky and cheese.
It's going to get mixed anyway when you eat it. What's the difference?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to eating it. I'd just rather have it separate.
My point is we live in a time, I mean, King Solomon couldn't have food delivered as easily as we do. Maybe he could have. But we live in a time where we live like kings compared to anyone even That's 50 true. Or 60 yeah. years ago.
Absolutely.
And yet we still complain about having to click an extra button to look
it's
at
not,
the
it's
menu.
It's more than one extra button.
Not being able to get a soda at the machine.
And when you're a newspaper and you want me to read your article, but I got put in my my email address, uh-huh. I'm going to go search that story somewhere else.
That's smart, because you know what happens when you put your email address in?
You get spam.
You get one free story, and then they don't give you any more.
Are you serious?
Absolutely. I fell for that. Yeah, I'm going to add that to the list.
I try not even post links that will do that.
Paywalled.
Yeah. And then accepting all cookies on those websites,
I will not accept them. I reject all cookies, or I just won't look at what I'm...
Honestly.
Or I can look at behind that little... a warning thing that says you must accept the cookies, you can still see the website behind
it. Yeah. So I just fell for that trick for about three times. No cookies ever came my way.
Real Hold cookies. On. Let me write some more down.
Yeah. I want a real cookie with my cookie if I'm going to accept the cookies.
You're right. These are just minor problems, but man, that's all we've got to deal with these days.
But a lot of it is they're trying to get more out of you. Like, all you want to do is read an article. Why do you need my email address? Yeah. Why do you need me to sign up?
Yeah.
Just let me read the article.
Oh, wow. You made me think of another one with the restaurants. When they do this, like on Pizza Day or Burger Day, hey, you get special deals with the app.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not downloading your app
you go
to get
the
your deal for
you,
one time.
You ordering with the app today? No, I'm not.
No, hold on. I'm writing this down. Yeah.
I don't eat enough fast food to download your app, but I would like to get a burger one day when it's on sale because it's Burger Day.
And they call it a drive-through. We drive through, get our food, not drive through and sit for 20 minutes over in a parking place for the employee to come out and give us some cold French fries.
At least give us an appetizer, yes. Bobby.
And a side of a heart attack. Sometimes they come out of nowhere.
All right, I need another sheet of paper, please.
Not that we're complaining.
No, I don't want to complain.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I've got the arguments caused by cold weather that you're probably having with your roommates or spouse right now. And I have the extreme things we do just to stay warm coming up here in just a second. We're not out of the cold yet because I saw some days coming up. It's going to be
Shut
cold.
It.
I know. KOH cold weather.
It's going to be 70 coming up, though.
I saw a meme the other day and it had the guy's butt falling off.
Yes,
yeah.
I sent that to a friend.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he's freezing his butt off.
Yeah.
Yes. I know I didn't send it to you.
You didn't send it to me? Okay.
No, I said a friend.
Oh.
Well, that warmed up me a little bit.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we're not out of the woods when it comes to this cold weather yet, because I see some cold mornings coming up here soon in the long-range weather forecast. Now, it's not as bad as it has been, because we've been in the teens this year already, but I got the arguments caused by cold weather. This might be some even in your house. They say whether or not to turn up the heat or not. That can cause an argument when you're living with somebody that wants you to turn the heat up.
Yeah.
Thermostats always cause arguments. That's why I put a lock on mine.
There you go. You got one of those little lock boxes with you can see it through the metal glass.
I went to metal HR glass. Here, and I was like, where do you guys get those from? I want to order one.
Yeah. But I talked to friends who freezing their home because of their partner. And I'm like, why would you want to live that miserable life that you can't even be happy in your own home because you have a partner who wants to make it miserable for you? I'd say divorce.
Because I'm baking alive. You ever been pregnant?
Oh,
it's
like
you're 3,000 degrees all the time.
Go stand outside.
I do. And you know, it's nice. I'm in a shorts and t-shirt, and I'm like, this is great.
Yeah. Well, that's one of those, I guess, talks you should have before you get married.
Yes, like, it really is.
What do you like to keep the thermostat on? Like, I'm just kind of curious about that. Have that serious talk.
I really think every couple should stay together one night before they get married, because that'll determine whether you want to get married or not. Believe me.
All right, so that's one argument you're going to have.
Yeah.
Whether or not to open the windows to let some fresh air in if it's too cold. I like to do that. Sometimes I'll open up both doors, even in the winter, just to get some fresh air because it's all stale and funky in there.
But sometimes fresh air doesn't smell good. Sometimes it has that outside smell.
The air in our house is from 2011 when it was built.
You don't open the windows?
No.
And a lot of times, too, those new windows are hard to open. Like, they put them in and you try to unlock them, and then you don't know if one lock, they got two different locks on each side.
Both go the same direction.
Trying to match this up, and then, you know, it gets stuck because it's got the spring in it and all. And you're trying to pull it way up. That may be just me, but
it sounds like
probably
it might
is.
Be.
Yeah. Whether or not to turn down the heat to save money is another option that you have there if you want to argue about that. And I think most guys are, because I do agree that you can put more clothes on. Tom says you can always put more clothes on if it's cold inside.
You can only take so many off.
I've had to do that. Mm-hmm. I want my home warmer. I want to turn my heat up.
Okay.
But I keep it at 71. I know.
Okay, wait. You live alone.
I know.
You could do that without an argument.
But with this weather we're having, it's already going to be high, my bill. So I literally have been putting on pajamas and wrapping up in a blanket and turning in a little heater on. Now, my gas bill is going to be lower, but my power bill is going to be sky high.
You have issues.
I really do.
All right. Another argument you'll have with cold weather, someone using up all the hot water. When you got hot water, what's it called?
Heater.
Heater, yeah. Hot water heater. Because all that water has been used after three kids, you know, taking a shower to go to school.
I just found out you don't have to call it a hot water heater. It's just a water heater.
Oh, that's true, because it has cold water, too.
Yeah, I just not too long ago found that out, and I'm like, I'm still going to call it a hot water heater. So, sorry.
All right, and now, the extreme things people do to stay warm, wearing your significant other's warm socks or clothes to stay warm. Like, maybe he has this cozy jacket or something, and he's, where's my coat?
Well, I'm doing that now because I don't fit into my clothes anymore. Yeah. But then I put on something of his, and it did fit. And I was like, well, this is not a fun game anymore. I don't like this.
The way you said it, I thought you meant they had just been wearing them, and then you put them on while they were still warm.
No.
Because we do that with a toilet seat sometimes.
Yeah.
I'll be like, oh, you warmed the toilet seat for me.
Thank you.
Or put your towel in the dryer before you get out of the shower.
Okay, that's a cleaner version.
All right, extreme things you do to stay warm, stealing all the covers in the middle of the night. You don't even care if he's over there shivering, but you got, you know, you're underneath about four layers of blankets and stuff.
You don't know it. You're dreaming.
Plus, I don't think it makes you any warmer. I think they just steal them because they roll over and get them. It's not like they get any warmer.
All right. Speaking of wearing the coats and stuff, wearing scarves, hats, and coats in the house. I do that because I do keep the thermostat a little bit lower in my house. But I'll have a big puffy jacket on and my shorts.
I just put the thermostat where I want it. Uh-huh. I get comfortable. I don't wear extra clothes or that kind of stuff.
Also, putting your cold feet on your significant other in bed or on the couch just to warm them up a little bit.
I did that once. Once. About got divorced from putting my feet on my wife's her knee pits. It's such a perfect place to warm your toes.
Yeah.
You're like, bend your knees a little.
No, she's already perfect, you know, a little position there. And I just slid those toes in there. And, oh, boy, that was ugly.
Armpits, too. That's a good place.
I couldn't reach that high.
You know, you do that with your hands, though. Have you not done that? Like,
I'm sitting on my hands right now.
Yeah.
I don't put them in my armpits, though.
No, if you have a coat on, it's not like you're getting, like, you know, deodorant on your hands. If you've got a coat, it's not getting to that funky.
My deodorant
white
smells
stuff.
Good.
Yeah.
If you have a coat on, why don't you just put your hands in your pockets?
Well, some coats don't have pockets.
What?
I bought mine at Jockey Lot. It's a knockoff. And then they say cuddling up with your dog to stay warm during the winter months.
Oh, yeah.
So you just put the dog over you like a little blanket. And I've, you know, I've got a, you know, Shih Tzu, little bee dog, so I can only warm up maybe 1 foot.
Oh, you know, I had a Shih Tzu, and she would be hot. She would try to scoot up next to me in bed,
yeah,
to where she's touching me, and I'd have to push her away because she was too hot for me.
Wow.
She'd growl at me. Yeah, I miss my Daisy.
Yeah, a lot of times you got the cuddler dogs that do sit right
beside
you.
Yeah, she had to be touching me while we slept.
That's the way I've got a dog named Rupert. It's a little Pomeranian. He loves to go up. And he wants to be touching you.
Mm-hmm. And then you've got the other dog who huffs and puffs and acts like you're annoying them.
That would be Rico.
Yeah, that was Coda. He was like, can you not, peasant? Thanks.
Yeah. Well, and a study shows indoor heating makes people fat. Cold air helps you stay thin. So you can use that information next time you're fighting with your wife over the thermostat and just say, honey, I'd like to turn it up, but I'm just trying to help you lose some weight.
That's great. You want another argument?
She'll drop about 180 pounds. You.
Yes.
Send you outside.
180.
I don't know how much you weigh. I was just guessing.
That's a good guess. I mean, you should work at the fair because I weigh 176 right now.
Oh, shoot. I got a skill.
Guess you might. Why not?
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.